From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin during a video conference on Monday warned of a potential spike in COVID-19 transmission during the 2021 Christmas and 2022 New Year holidays. As quoted by Antara, he expected there would be no surge in mobility in various regions if people employ a vigilant attitude prior to the Christmas and New Year holidays. He added, Indonesia will soon face a fairly high mobility increase, even before the Christmas and New Year holidays. So, he said, Indonesian people need to increase their vigilance. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali confirmed preparations for the upcoming National Paralympic Week or PAPARNAS 16 have reached 98% completion. Minister Zainuddin Amali, during a discussion with Merdeka Barat Forum 9 on Monday, said the PAPARNAS organizing committee has confirmed the preparation stage has reached 98% completion, and the rest 2% is the ongoing coordination for the games, particularly for the opening and closing ceremonies. Indonesia is one of the few countries and the largest among the developing countries to take concrete steps to realize a just and affordable energy transition. This shows a strong signal of Indonesia's seriousness to address the risk of climate change. It was said by Chief of the Fiscal Policy Board at the Finance Ministry, Febrio Kacaribu, in a written statement released on Monday, as reported by Antara. He further said the Indonesian government will optimize its active involvement in various international forums, including the 26th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, to set an example to other countries and catalyze cooperation in mitigating and overcoming the impact of climate change through concrete action. The Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs is seeking a 100% COVID-19 vaccination rate by the end of 2021 for citizens aged 12 years and above and people with no comorbidities. So far, the government has around 140 million doses of vaccine and will continue to push distribution to all regions. It was said by special staff to the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Reza Yamora Siregar, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He also said the government has inoculated approximately 119 million of the 208 million targeted recipients. It is expected that by the end of 2021, all the targeted recipients will be vaccinated. Now we move to the international news. A group of leaders at COP26 will sign the climate change conference's first major deal on Tuesday, when they promise to stop deforestation by 2030. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, signatories in Glasgow will include Brazil, where large parts of the Amazon rainforest have been cut down. Falling trees contributes to climate change because it depletes forests that absorb vast amounts of the warming gas of carbon dioxide. More than 100 countries say they will sign the pledge, covering around 85% of the world's forests. China and Russia are pushing the UN Security Council to ease sanctions on North Korea by reviving a 2019 attempt to remove a ban on Pyongyang's exports of statues, seafood, and textiles, and expanding it to include lifting a refined petroleum imports cap. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, in a reworked draft resolution, China and Russia want the 15-member council to remove those sanctions with the intent of enhancing the livelihood of the civilian population in the isolated Asian state. We end the news with Poland's Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, who warned Brussels on Monday withholding European Union funds from Warsaw could endanger the achievement of climate goals. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the European Union has signaled Poland had to roll back some of its judiciary reforms to unlock access to billions of euros of aid aimed at helping revive economic growth mauled by the coronavirus pandemic. Morawiecki also said in order for Poland to be able to participate in a comparable way as other countries in the achievement of ambitious climate goals, the country must be provided with appropriate funds. Well, listener, that was the news.
President Joko Widodo explained that with its rich natural potential, Indonesia continues to contribute in handling climate change. This was stated by President Joko Widodo when speaking at the World Leaders Summit on Climate Change, or COP26, at the Scottish Event Campus in Glasgow, Scotland on Monday. He added that the rate of deforestation fell significantly, the lowest over the last 20 years. Forest fires decreased 82% in 2020. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo also pointed out concrete actions that have been taken, starting from the rehabilitation of mangrove forests with a target of 600,000 hectares by 2024 until the rehabilitation of 3 million critical forests from 2010 to 2019. Other actions that have been taken by Indonesia are the development of an electric car ecosystem, the construction of the largest solar power plant in Southeast Asia,
the use of new and renewable energy, including biofuels and the development of clean energy-based industries, as well as the construction of the world's largest green industrial area in North Kalimantan. What's interesting about what President Joko Widodo stated at the summit, which was attended by nearly 200 countries, was that President Joko Widodo loudly questions how much contribution and technology transfer of the developed countries could be shared with Indonesia. He also emphasized the need for immediate concrete action and implementation. The concrete action must be shown immediately by all parties. On various occasions, this was also pointed out by Indonesia to the leaders of developed countries, such as in bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden on the sidelines of the COP26 summit. As reported by VOA, President Joe Biden supported Indonesia's proposal to urge rich countries to assist poor countries in mitigating climate change for their climate action plans. The statement and questions disclosed by President Joko Widodo at the World Leaders Summit on Climate Change are the consistency of the commitment. Indonesia has been working hard to fulfill that commitment to achieve its zero emission target by 2060, not just rhetoric. Of course, it can't work alone. I'll start today in history with November 2, 1949, when Indonesia and the Netherlands signed the Roundtable Conference Agreement in The Hague. After Indonesia proclaimed independence on August 17, 1945, the Netherlands was still trying to control Indonesia. Various efforts were then made by Indonesia to become fully sovereign. Starting from guerrilla warfare to diplomacy, the Roundtable Conference held in The Hague, Netherlands, from August 23 to November 2, 1949, became a diplomatic effort that succeeded in liberating Indonesia from the Netherlands. This conference ended with the Dutch willingness to hand over sovereignty to the then United States of Indonesia on December 27, 1949. The date of the transfer of sovereignty by the Netherlands is also the date recognized by the Netherlands as the date of Indonesian independence. Only about 60 years later, on August 15, 2005, the Dutch government officially recognized that Indonesia's de facto independence began on August 17, 1945. Now let's move on to November 2, 1963, when South Vietnam's first president, Ngo Dinh Diem, was killed in a military coup. South Vietnam's first president, Ngo Dinh Diem, ruled from 1955 to 1963. Diem's government was authoritarian and nepotistic. Mass public protests reached their peak when the military under General Durong Phan Minh overthrew the government and executed President Diem and his younger brother, Ngo Dinh Hu, on November 2, 1963. I'll end today in history with November 2, 1964, when King Saud of Saudi Arabia is ousted in a family coup. Saud ibn Abdal Aziz Al Saud was king of Saudi Arabia from 1953 to November 2, 1964. Throughout his reign, a great deal of discontent was voiced by members of his own family. A power struggle by his own family occurred in 1964 when the support of the Islamic clergy. After being deposed, King Saud lived in exile in Athens, Greece, and died there in 1969 at the age of 67. I love you to the moon or Jupiter and back, but you only love me when you're alone inside. Still trying to learn how it feels to be loved. Still trying to love like I've never been hurt. Friends keep telling that you're perfect, best selling. So overwhelming, or somehow they're right. They think you're an angel, well, you've never seen the devil. Well, every time you try to pick up the pieces, you're telling that a lie, and why die? Another hole.
yet another home. Lying in bed alone. You're all that I can find, but hell no, I'm not calling. Got no tears left to cry. Well, every time I try to pick up the pieces, you tell another lie, and why'd I believe it? My heart's left with another hole. Well, every time you try to look for me, I'm always right here, but baby, what you be? You're lying in bed alone, left with another hole. Lying in bed alone, lying in bed alone, left with another hole. Lying in bed alone. You tell another lie, and why'd I believe it? My heart's left with another hole. Well, every time you try to look for me, I'm always right here, but baby, what'd you be? Is it true? Now you're lying in bed alone. With another home, lying in bed alone, lying in bed alone. Laugh with another home, lying in bed alone, lying in bed alone, lying in bed alone.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Ambassador to the Kingdom of Thailand, Rahmat Budiman, paid a courtesy visit to several governors in Thailand, such as the Governor of Songkhla, Charuwat Kliang Klau, the Governor of Satun, Ekarat Lisen, in a series of working visits on October 25th to 28, 2021. During the meeting, Ambassador Rahmat Budiman said that the geographical and sociocultural proximity between Indonesia and southern Thailand is potential capital to increase cooperation between Indonesia and Thailand, especially in the provinces of Songkhla, Satun, Patani, Yala, and Naratiwat. According to Ambassador Rahmat Budiman, Indonesia is open and ready to carry out a lot of cooperation in the economic, sociocultural, and educational fields with related stakeholders in the southern Thailand. As quoted from kemlu.co.id, Ambassador Rahmat Budiman pointed out that the advantage of geographical proximity and cultural similarities must be utilized optimally in a bid to realize prosperity for the people of both countries. On that occasion, he also asked each governor in the province to take care of Indonesian citizens, including easy access to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Education is also an area of cooperation that was underlined during Ambassador Rahmat Budiman's inaugural visit to southern Thailand. There are 265 Indonesian citizens living in the five provinces, which are dominated by students. Meanwhile, there are 1,400 students from southern Thailand who study at various universities in Indonesia. On that occasion, Ambassador Rahmat Budiman, when meeting Indonesian students at the Prince Songkhla University Patani and alumni of the Indonesia-Thailand Alumni Association, also emphasized that educational cooperation can be a bridge in improving bilateral relations, especially to improve the quality of both Indonesian and Thai young generation who will become leaders in the future. In addition, Ambassador Rahmat Budiman also met the commander of the 4th Army Region Director for Internal Security Operation Command 4, ISOC, Lieutenant General Kriangkai Srirak, to obtain a direct explanation of the security situation in southern Thailand and discuss opportunities for defense cooperation. On that occasion, Ambassador Rahmat Budiman disclosed Indonesia's position to respect the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Thailand in handling the situation in southern Thailand and Indonesia's readiness to share experiences if wanted. Ambassador Rahmat Budiman also referred to the visit of the commander of the Thai Army, General Apirat Kong Sompong, to Indonesia in 2020, who expressed his desire to learn conflict resolution, such as in Aceh. In response to this, Lieutenant General Kriangkai also disclosed Thai desire and readiness to learn from Indonesia's conflict resolution process in order to establish peace in southern Thailand.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Pernah berubah, kau masih saja dengan beran yang kau tak suka. Apa kata ayah? Jadi pembatas ruang gerakmu berkarya. Maksud hatiku ingin bebaskanmu. Sekilas yang aku dengar, sekilas yang aku dengar.
Oh,
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, last October 25th, the 7th Sekala Bekah Festival in 2021 was held at the Liwa Botanical Garden, Lampung Province, Sumatra Island. The event, which was held in hybrid way, aims to preserve arts and culture of the ancestral heritage, while at the same time awakening tourism and the local creative economy with the theme Enjoy the Nature and Culture. The Sekala Bekak Festival was enlivened with a various of interesting activities, such as Bumi Sekala Bekak Gambus Orchestra Performance, Nyambai Tradition, Sakura Dance, Tourism Culture Photo and Video Competition, as well as Tourism and Cultural Destination Storytelling Competition. Now we will introduce you to one of these activities, namely Nyambai Tradition. According to Suntan Sarif, who is Lampung traditional figure, Nyambai is a gathering of unmarried men and women for social bond, getting to know each other by showing their ability to dance and reciprocate pantun or rhyming poetry. Listener, according to the webpage kemdikbud.go.id, Nyambai customary procession is found in the Nayuh ritual or wedding ceremony, which is only done by Saibatin indigenous people in West Lampung. This tradition has a standard procedure. This procedure is determined by Sutan or the local traditional leader of Saibatin, so that in the procession, you just have to follow the same phases. The sequence of Nyambai traditional activities among Saibatin indigenous people of West Lampung are preparation, opening, implementation of Nyambai, and closing. Preparation for the Nyambai event is carried out the day before the Nayuh ritual is held or at noon before the Nyambai is held. The night before the Nyambai event, there is a procession where meganai or sambeselers representing the baya or the event owner pick up the muli or girls in the village around Nyambai will be held. These beselers come to the girl's house and ask for permission from the girl's parents to take part in the Nyambai event and will take the girls back home when the event is over. The girl will start to prepare or dress up if her father or mother allows her. Normally, the event owner has built a ward which is used as a place for Nyambai to be held, and the next day it is used as a place for Nayuh invitees. After the muli and meganai gather at the event owner's house, the Nyambai event can begin. The Nyambai Executive Committee has prepared four shawls. Later, these shawls are used to determine who will show their skills in dancing and rhyming. This activity is called throwing the shawl. The Nyambai tradition begins with an opening by the head of the meganai or Keala Bujang. Then it is followed by dance performance and welcoming rhymes from the baya or the event owner. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Meminta Petunjuk. Meminta petunjuk, which means asking for direction. Next is an example of a conversation entitled Di mana letak halte bus terdekat? Di mana letak halte bus terdekat? Or in English means Where is the nearest bus stop? This conversation takes place between Kevin and the hotel clerk. Kevin asks for direction to Jalan Asia Afrika from the hotel. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di mana letak halte bus terdekat?
Anda jalan saja lurus, kemudian belok kiri.
Lurus? Kemudian belok kiri?
Benar, jaraknya hanya 500 meter dari sini.
Listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic. Di mana letak halte bus terdekat? Di mana letak halte bus terdekat? Which means, where is the nearest bus stop? I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Di mana, which means where. Letak, letak, which means location. Halte bus, which means bus stop. Terdekat. Terdekat, which means closest. Jalan, jalan, which means road. Lurus, lurus, which means straight. Belok kiri, which means turn left. Kemudian, kemudian, which means then. Jaraknya, jaraknya, which means the distance. 500, 500, which means 500. Meter, meter, which means meter. Di mana letak halte bus terdekat? Di mana letak halte bus terdekat? Which means where is the nearest bus stop? Anda jalan saja lurus, kemudian belok kiri. Anda jalan saja lurus, kemudian belok kiri. Which means you just go straight and then turn left. Lurus, kemudian belok kiri. Lurus, kemudian belok kiri, which means go straight, then turn left. Benar, jaraknya hanya 500 meter dari sini. Benar, jaraknya hanya 500 meter dari sini. Which means, correct, it's only 500 meters from here. Anjungan tunai mandiri, which means automated teller machine. Tidak jauh dari sini. Tidak jauh dari sini, which means not far from there. Bagaimana cara ke pasar Swalayan? Bagaimana cara ke pasar Swalayan? Which means how to get to the supermarket. Anda bisa menggunakan bus. Anda bisa menggunakan bus. Which means you can take the bus. Kemudian turun di halte bus Swalayan. Kemudian turun di halte bus Swalayan. Which means, then get off at the supermarket bus stop. In the conversation, you hear the hotel clerk says, Anda jalan saja lurus, kemudian belok kiri. Anda jalan saja lurus, kemudian belok kiri. Which means you just go straight and then turn left. In this sentence, there is an expression giving direction, lurus dan belok kiri. Lurus dan belok kiri, which means straight and turn left. In addition to that expression, there are also expressions giving location directions such as jalan terus, which means going straight. Belok kanan, which means turn right. Belok kiri, which means turn left. Pertigaan. Pertigaan, which means T-junction. Perempatan, perempatan, which means crossroads, bundaran, bundaran, which means roundabout. These expressions are usually used to indicate the location of an object. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the expressions giving a location clue. Di mana letak anjungan tunai mandiri terdekat? Di mana letak anjungan tunai mandiri terdekat? Which means, where is the nearest automated teller machines? Anda bisa berjalan lurus. ATM berada tidak jauh dari sini. Anda bisa berjalan lurus. ATM berada tidak jauh dari sini. Which means, you can go on, the ATM is not far from here. Bagaimana cara ke pasar swalayan? Bagaimana cara ke pasar swalayan? Which means, how do I go to the supermarket? Anda bisa menggunakan bus, kemudian turun di halte bus swalayan. Anda bisa menggunakan bus, kemudian turun di halte bus swalayan. Which means, you can take the bus, then get off at the supermarket bus stop. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesians today. For more details, let's listen to the sample of conversation one more time.
Di mana letak halte bus terdekat?
Anda jalan saja lurus, kemudian belok kiri.
Lurus? Kemudian belok kiri?
Benar, jaraknya hanya 500 meter dari sini.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian. With the topic, meminta petunjuk, which means asking for direction. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you for listening, I'm Nuka Kusumawati, sampai jumpa.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 33 to 5 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Siti Payung by Rosnida Yes. This song is about someone called Siti Payung. She is good at dancing and pantun or rhyming poetry. She loves embroidering. The lyrics tell us that even though Siti Payung is a maid at a kingdom, she also feels miserable in her life. There are a lot of Malay songs with the title Siti Payung. Now we will play the version of Rosnida Yes. Besides singing Malay songs, Rosnida is also known as a singer of Minang Native West Sumatra songs. Well, listener, this is Siti Payung by Rosnida Yes. Happy listening!
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.